For the past three seasons of Gone South, we've covered one story per season. Now, Gone South is back for a fourth season. But this time, we're doing things a little differently. In Gone South Season 4, we'll be bringing you new stories every week with no end in sight. Listen to and follow Gone South, an Odyssey original podcast, on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
This is Afternoons with Arcand and Hart on WEEI.
Save us as a favorite on the Odyssey app. And take Boston Sports Original everywhere you go.
John Heyman believes that the Red Sox are interested in Juan Soto.
Mm-hmm.
I'm sure they are. Juan Soto, Teoscar Hernandez, very interested, just like they were this past offseason. Max Fried, I saw that floating around. I don't know who reported that. Might have been Heyman. That may have also been Heyman saying
that. I believe that is Heyman.
Fried is another guy that they got their eye on, that they're interested in, that they're looking to make a move for. And what I really loved about that quote is Heyman saying, you know, these Red Sox fans are really giving it to me for even reporting this. And it's like, yeah, John, and it's not your fault. You're not the thing that we're mad at. We're not mad at John Heyman for reporting what he's been told. He's supposed to do that. He's supposed to give updates and news on free agency. I mean, that's his job. We're annoyed because it's the Red Sox are doing this again.
Well, he explained exactly why everybody's annoyed.
Right.
He pretends like to not really know why. And then he's like, and I know they haven't spent a lot, and I know they're interested in soccer, and I know people are still getting over the Mookie Betts thing. And it's like, well, you're perfectly explaining the life of a Red Sox fan.
And I know they don't spend, and I know that they're jerks, and I know that they do this, blah, blah, blah.
And I know
blah.
They promise they're in on everyone, and
but
then
they're definitely in on Juan Soto. Yeah, according to 100%. They've called about Juan Soto, and good. I'm glad they called at the very least. And I'm glad that they're calling on Teoscar Hernandez. But they whiffed on him last year. They'll probably whiff on him again this year. And I'm not ready to get excited about any of this. I'm not ready to.
Why?
Until they actually sign somebody.
Isn't it more fun to get excited and then be angry later?
No.
Oh, I find that fun.
I'm angry now.
But there's like but I get two emotions. You only get one.
Good for you.
You get constant anger.
Well, yeah, I'm angry until they do something about
it.
I'm not going to preemptively get excited over something that I don't think they're going to do.
So you don't like fun. You don't like hope.
No, I don't. I love fun and I love hope.
So,
I love fun and I love hope.
So, a notable reporter says the Red Sox are going to be in on
Juan
Soto.
Says they made a call on Juan Soto.
They're in on him.
That doesn't mean anything, Andy. They were on Hernandez last year and Jordan Montgomery and all these other guys, and they didn't do anything.
Right.
And Montgomery sucks, so maybe that's fine. But like, there were other guys, Blake Snell, all these other names that they were linked to, and they Shohei Ohtani they were linked to. They were linked to Yamamoto. I don't care if they're linked to somebody. Sign them or shut up. I don't want to hear about it.
But it gives you a day of happiness.
It doesn't give me a day of happiness.
That's the problem.
No, it's not.
It should.
You're being led down a road by these guys and getting a false sense of happiness. That's all it is. I refuse to let myself get deceived again.
Why?
You're leaning into it for some reason.
And then I get to be angry later with even more anger. True emotion.
Good for you.
True emotion is what gets you through life.
Okay, but it's not a true emotion for me.
Yeah, I mean, it's fair. I'm not asking
you to
fake
it. That wouldn't be a true emotion.
No, I don't want you to fake it. I'm just saying,
if I were to go, oh, wow, awesome, they're talking to Juan Soto, I wouldn't feel, that's not how I feel. I don't feel that way.
Would you rather no one reported that they were interested in Soto?
Kind of, yeah.
So you just have no hope.
Of them getting Juan Soto? I already have no hope of them getting Juan Soto.
Let's just say reporting is generally reliable.
Like if Heyman came out and said there's five teams in on Soto and the Red Sox weren't one of them, would that
five?
Make me more annoyed? Yeah, maybe it would. I guess you're probably right. I'd be less happy with that, but
yeah.
I'm still not happy with this.
I at least want to pretend they're going back to the old days.
But that's all it is. It's pretending.
I know, but sometimes pretending is fun. There's a reason there's fantasies. There's a reason you guys could name 50 porn stars.
Yeah. Well, that was Stiz, mostly. I'll just name the one who had the same name as the Ron Harper's kid. But either way.
Dylan Harper. I know that name forever now.
Neither here nor there.
And I disagree with the scouting report on the text line.
Really?
About her.
You thought they were...
And her assets.
Okay.
They were fine.
They're fine.
I mean, she's a professional.
She is. She's very good. Very good at her
All
job.
Right, that just got creepy.
Listen.
She's, I mean, you want to talk about good. She is very good.
There's a reason I know her name, you know? There's a reason I, Dylan Harper, yeah. Anyways, John Heyman also reporting the Red Sox are in on Max Fried, the longtime Braves starter who had a good season last year. He was an all-star. Fried and Corbin Burnes are probably the two best arms that are out there. Fried's a lefty. which I think the Red Sox could certainly use in that rotation. I mean, it's all righties for the most part, so that'd be nice. A good, not young, but a good veteran lefty who was an all-star last year.
Does that anger you?
What?
The Fried report.
It doesn't anger me as much as Juan Soto would, because I think that's a little more realistic. I think Juan Soto is completely unrealistic. But I don't think that there's any chance that they're going after him. Fried, I could see them actually signing.
Somebody has to sign Juan Soto.
Right.
And the Red Sox have as good a fiscal chance as anybody. Wouldn't you say that?
As good of a fiscal chance as anybody?
Like, the Dodgers have all these contracts.
Right.
The Yankees have multiple big contracts. All you have is Devers.
Mm-hmm. No, that's fine. They have the most space, you mean?
Yeah.
I thought you meant, like, the most willingness to spend. Which,
no.
No, they don't. They're 13th in barrel.
They're not going to have to extend themselves to sign him.
They would not look at it that way.
So 600...
The Red Sox, if they sign Soto to $600 million, they're going to look at that as extending themselves.
Are we saying it's a $50 million a year deal? Like, what...
Ten years for 60 million. Something like that. Yeah.
12 years for 50 million.
Something along those lines. Yeah.
Like, that seems very doable for them. Reasonably. Like, they have one guy on the books, essentially. Even though they consider some of the other ones big contracts. I don't think Story's a massive contract.
Okay, Soto's age. They're saying it wouldn't be a surprise to see a team commit to 12 or even 13 years at $46 million a year. That would work out to $552 or $598.
Sold.
It would not be shocking to see the number rise above $600 million. So we're talking about, in the range of $50 million over 12, 13 years,
right.
Something like that.
That doesn't seem crazy to me. You now have a lineup that has $50 million for him, $30 million for Devers, $20 million for Story. You're back to being the big boy team I think you're supposed to be.
But you know why I don't think they're going for Soto? Because they already have a bunch of lefty outfielders, and I don't think they're going to trade any of them. They already have Jaron Duran. They already have the two kids coming up from the minor league. Like, they're kind of flush right now with lefty outfielders, and they've already made a major commitment to them. Like, you know what I mean? Like, they've already said, we're not going to trade any of these guys. These are the future. We want them here because, you know, this is how you build a winning franchise, whatever it is. And I just, you know, if that's the case... Now you're going to spend $600 million on Soto after saying all that for 3 years? That just doesn't line up for me.
Do you think he's worth it?
I think Soto's definitely worth it.
Okay.
I think he is.
So he immediately becomes your future.
Sure.
Right? Like, you can have these plans.
I'd love to have Juan Soto.
Now, I do believe he could be a better fit. Like, he's not the perfect fit, probably not the perfect way to spend $600 million, and this would probably annoy you. This is probably a team that is probably better suited to signing three $200 million players. Than one $600 million player, right? I mean, unfortunately,
probably, yeah.
Like the fan in me, like the over-the-top in me says, no, go get Juan Soto, whatever it costs. But the realist in me probably looks at it and says, I don't know, you could probably divvy that up among three players and it probably makes more sense.
Yeah,
like
especially
you,
if it's two starting pay, take that. If it's Burns and Fried, yeah.
Burns, they were listed as the favorites by some of the sports books. Now, I don't really put much stock in those numbers. I don't really know where those numbers come from. It kind of seemed like they're just floated for attention.
Sometimes,
if I'm being honest. But if they get Burns, does that anger you?
No. If they get Burns?
No, if they're... Yeah, I mean, obviously not if they get him.
Wouldn't be angry about that.
Although they smoked him last year.
They did. That's true.
Didn't they score like 8 runs in the first couple innings or something?
I don't remember that.
I believe it was the worst start of his career was against the Red Sox.
Okay, but all the other ones are pretty good. So
it's the opposite of the Bill Belichick thing, where somebody does well against the Patriots, and then he goes and, like, Devontae Parker.
Mm-hmm.
You got to go get him.
Wes Welker was another one of those. Yeah.
So this
is
the
Dolphins for some reason. Well, listen, that wouldn't if they come out and say, oh, the Red Sox are in on Burns.
Do you believe that?
No.
Wait, do you think they're in on no one?
I don't think that they're necessarily ready to make the kind of offers that'll be competitive for these type of players. Does that make sense? Like, I think they'll make offers.
So they'll never be
ready. They'll make phone calls, and they'll do it, but they're going to get outbid. They're going to say, hey, we tried. Baseball players are expensive, whatever other bullcrap John Henry wants to float out there at winter weekend, which is gone, by the way. They're not doing that anymore.
It's not a profitable business.
Right, exactly.
Players are expensive.
All that sort of stuff. Exactly. That's what he said. He said that to a crowd of people and then wonders why, you know, the winter weekend didn't go all that well. That's sort of the
point. There's no better time. This is the perfect time.
I agree.
Because
last year would have been a fine time to do it too. He could have done it last year too. Otani was out there.
Sure. But in the future, it gets less of a perfect time because if they did what they think they've done and have developed great players, you could end up in the same Mookie, Devers, Bogarts mode again, right? Like you start thinking about, oh, I got to sign some of these guys. I'm going to have a couple of my own homegrown $300 million players to deal with. So now's the perfect time, right?
Yeah.
Because then you're going to have these guys on arbitration and they're years away from free agency. Maybe you can actually stagger all this.
Yeah.
It's the perfect time to spend a boatload of money.
Sure it is. It's a great time to do it.
So I am choosing to be optimistic.
Good for
you. And embracing reports that Juan Soto at least has some sort of a line of contact with the Boston Red Sox.
We should give you that Burger King crown and write interest king on it.
No.
Because Andy Hart's an interest king.
I'm gullible. Yes. Everybody calls me gullible.
A gullible.
Who wrote gullible on the ceiling?
Gullible interest king. Tim is in Hanover. Go ahead, Tim.
Hey, guys. I always love listening to both of you.
Thank you.
Hey, I do want to say, they might be a little interested in Soto, but 100% they're not going to even touch Soto. They got Breslow in there as the third guy for 5 years playing games and taking all the hits for all the guys that they're choosing and not spending on. Forget about it. The thing is, watch the Red Sox stand back. Take a little relaxation and watch May play, and that's the team that we got to keep our eyes on. The Red Sox are just going to go about their regular business, maybe grab a couple people because they got too many holes to fill.
All right, thanks for the call, Tim. I think we'll continue watching the Patriots too, but yeah, you're right.
I can watch both.
Early on in the process, and I think that this is going to be an interesting offseason for all of baseball. There's a lot of names out there. There's a lot of potential signings, and the last couple of years anyway, it seems like nothing really happens until right before the season starts, sometimes after the season starts. Snell and Montgomery didn't even start the year with the team, did they? I think they didn't sign for, a couple of weeks or
probably
like a month
Montgomery
into the season.
Sucked.
Right, but Snell was good. So, like, I don't know. I mean, a couple years ago, Bryce Harper and Manny Machado were on the block. Or they were free agents, and neither one of them signed the whole offseason. So
the biggest issue baseball has, in my opinion.
Yeah, they got a real problem here with
that. I think as a true league, the biggest issue they have is the lost value of hot stove, because not only does it hurt the hot stove value, like this rush of free agency that the other sports have, it doesn't allow you to get excited for your team over the course of the winter.
Right.
Like, think about it. If the Red Sox sign Soto next week, every kid is getting a Soto jersey for Christmas.
I'm getting one.
And you know what I mean? It's starting the momentum building towards spring training and then towards the season. Whereas when you push things off, it just sort of delays the buildup, and I don't think it's good. But how would I know? Because the 617 says, I wish Hart was more intelligent. That is not very nice.
Amen,
I am quite intelligent.
Amen. 617-779-7937. Tommy Kern was on with us earlier. He had some interesting things to say about the sense of urgency that Gerard Mayo was talking about, and also, where do the Patriots go from here? Also, it's midseason. We'll do some midseason awards with the Patriots. Wow, what was the other thing?
Also,
yes,
for the first time ever on the WEEI afternoon show, what are we doing today?
We're doing a quiz with Stiz. And we're doing it.
Oh, I can't wait.
5:30. Set your alarms.
The battle of the wits.
It's happening here at 5:30. We'll also have a peek into the future here with Brian Frazoco, a resident Bears fan. Bears for like at least a week. So we'll get that. That's all coming up. But the midseason awards for your New England Patriots all throughout the league. And do they still have the inside track on the first overall pick? ESPN does not think so. We'll get to that next.
I'm Jed Lipinski. In Gone South Season 4, we'll be bringing you new stories every week with no end in sight. Listen to and follow Gone South, an Odyssey original podcast, on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts. For the past three seasons of Gone South, we've covered one story per season. Now, Gone South is back for a fourth season. But this time, we're doing things a little differently. In Gone South Season 4, we'll be bringing you new stories every week with no end in sight. Listen to and follow Gone South, an Odyssey original podcast, on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.